Back home, we're in unprecedented territory with the almost unanimous vote of no confidence in Garda Commissioner Drew Harris from Garda rank and file members of the GRA. Is this simply down to the roster dispute, or is there more at play? And what does this mean for the leadership and future of an Garda Síochána? Alan Bailey, former Detective Garda Sergeant, is on the line. And with all your experience, Alan Bailey, and now that you're a step removed from it all, this is unprecedented. How serious is it, in your view, this vote?
It's very, very serious. And what surprises most about it is the fact that this was the outcome of a secret ballot. Back in May of 1998, a number of us of Gardaí took part in what's referred to as the Blue Flu. That was driven very much by peer pressure at the time. I know myself and a lot of others were objecting to it, but we went with our colleagues and comrades. This, as I say, was the result of a secret ballot, and I don't think it's one that the Commissioner can come back from.
Now, the Commissioner himself, Drew Harris, described it as a kick in the teeth, but the policing authority expressed full confidence in him yesterday. What could he or should he do now?
Well, he'll have to start to re-engage with the rank and file Gardaí. I don't know who's advising him or who he's listening to, but obviously he hasn't been listening to the rumblings on the ground. Speaking with former colleagues and serving members on a daily basis, and I can't believe how low morale has sank within the Garda Síochána. It's frightening to listen to former colleagues as they're talking about how bad things have become.
Yeah, but nonetheless, he does still have the full confidence of the policing authority. There's going to be a meeting between the authority and Commissioner Harris. That's going to be live streamed, isn't it, later this month, September the 28th, I think. That's going to be dealing with the rosters issue. Do you think that'll shed a lot of light on the matter?
I don't think so. He's in the unfortunate position. I think he's actually lost the dressing room at this stage. It's the rank and file members that have voted 98% that they don't support him. It's a frightening figure. And I think he does have to sit back down with the rank and file. Yes. So, as I say, whatever advisors he's listening to, it's not working. Mm-hmm. I served for 40 years under a system called the three relief system. So that any one day you had a unit on nights, a unit on days, a unit on a late tour, and a unit resting. And I mean, it was the thinking around with that system that has led to this now.
Yeah, but no roster stays set in stone forever. There are always changes. And, you know, whatever the Garda Síochána is or is not, it's not a democracy. Should the Minister for Justice be getting rid of its chief because of this vote of the GRA?
Well, in any organisation, the effective running of the organisation is dependent on cooperation between the man at the top and the rank and file on the ground. That's not happening here. I'd like to say now that when Drew Harris was appointed,
and equally the question is whether the management, the leadership of the Garda Síochána, should that be decided by a vote of the rank and file? Is that not a rather dangerous precedent to be setting?
No, there should be listening. I mean, at its most basic, it's pure democracy in action. We have a government we don't like, we vote them out. We have a government we do like, we vote them in the same way. It is democracy in action. They are the people responsible for the day-to-day policing. They're in a bad place at the moment, and they've showed where they see the problem is. I think it has to be listened to, and something will have to be done.
So the Commissioner has to go, basically, does he? Even if he backtracked, for instance, on the roster, would that be enough?
Well, I think if he backtracked, it will go a long way to resolving an awful lot of the problems and issues that are out there at the moment.
And if not, he has to go?
I think so. I do believe that if he's lost, as I say, if he's lost the dressing room, he's lost the right to govern, to be honest.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us with your opinion this morning. That's Alan Bailey, former Detective Garda Sergeant. The time now is 24 minutes past 8.